All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the weather forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And last night was one of the windiest nights we have experienced in a long time. I mean, it was so windy, my cameras kept going off.
Who's peeking out from under a stairway, calling a name that's lighter than air? Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's windy.
It was windy last night, Papageno.
And I really want to thank the association for showing up this morning to sing that song.
That's a favorite. I love that song.
It's a great song.
It really is a great song.
Yep, it really is a good song. Yep, yeah, no doubt about it. Yep. And, of course, it's going to be windy today as well, but sunny.
But I tell you, the wind was it was howling last night. It didn't give up.
Right. Yep. Well,
is it going to be that way in the city today?
Yeah. I told you that. I told you, I warned you yesterday. I told you it'll be a sunny day, but I told you you're going to need scarves, gloves, and the whole bit because, boy, you're going to get blasted. Yep.
I didn't bring gloves. I bought a quilted jacket that'll keep me warm. But okay. I didn't bring gloves. I should have bought gloves.
You should have. But I warned you yesterday, Mr. Miles.
You did.
Yep. And
did you get my information back?
Yes, I did. Thank you for that. Yeah. I already put it onto the forms, and Anthony Martello is going to go over and tweak all the forms because he pretty much is the one that has been responsible for designing all of those. So he's been working on those. So thank you for that. And we'll have a sunny, windy day today in the middle 30s, and tonight mid-teens, clear. The wind dies down. Sunny tomorrow, low 40s, very little wind. And then on Thursday, clouds increase in the mid-40s. Here comes the rain. Not snow, folks. Rain Thursday night, rain Friday. It is going to come down in buckets. And the highs Friday, I said 45 to 50. I think on Friday, we're going to probably go into the 50s on Friday. Unfortunately, there'll still be some rain for at least the first half of Saturday. It'll taper off in the afternoon. And if you're looking for the nicer of the 2 days this weekend, it'll be Sunday. Sunday's highs will be in the 40s. It'll be brisk, but sunny. So there's your shopping day.
Well, Monday you can shop too, right?
Monday's a pretty good day, partly cloudy skies. Yeah, I would say 40 to 45 on Monday as well.
And Tuesday is Christmas Eve.
No, Tuesday is Christmas Day. Monday's Christmas Eve.
Oh, Monday's Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Monday's Christmas Eve and Tuesday's Christmas Day. And right now we just call it partly cloudy. I think Christmas Day temperatures for the most part will be seasonable, 35 to 40 degrees. There's just a chance that we'll see some flurries Christmas Eve night, Monday night. So the chances of a white Christmas are going down 20%.
Okay.
The Euro has backed off, by the way.
All right.
Remember, it was giving us snow, light snow? It backed off on that. I had a feeling it would. What else did I have to tell you? I have to tell you, I told you about the wind. I told you about all of the situations. You know, we are looking for, I think there's going to probably be a storm, unfortunately, around New Year's. The modeling is suggesting that. And I'm still thinking that after New Year's, there'll be some pretty intense cold coming our way. So get ready for that, folks, in January.
The polar vortex.
Yeah, the polar vortex. That's what it is. You're absolutely right. So, so now, ladies and gentlemen, okay, I'm going to give Marshall a trivia question.
Trivia.
Just a trivia question.
It's Pat's trivia for Marshall.
And I'll even give you a choice with this, okay? Who had known for decorating their Christmas trees with wooden animals and snowflakes made from straw? Is it the Danes or the Swedes?
Making Christmas decorations?
Right. Animals and snowflakes made from straw. Danes or Swedes?
Danes or Swedes? I always thought the Danes and Swedes were the same, but I'll say the Danes.
It was the Swedes.
Swedes.
All right.
Why would they do that?
Don't ask me. I'm just reading them off the cards here. I'll give you one more, and I think you'll get this one with not a problem. What is the first line of A Visit from St. Nicholas?
From St. Nick. Okay.
Come on, Marshall, you know.
It was the night before Christmas.
You got it.
Has to be that, yeah.
Yeah, you
has
got
to be
it.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, you got
and
it.
And all through the house.
All right, so I'll give you a couple more as we go through the week, but that's it. I'm on my home stretch.
You know what confused me there?
Yeah. What happened?
It's also known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, not A Visit from St. Nick.
Right.
So you have to think for a second.
Yeah, I have to think a little bit. Yeah, it's a trick question. Exactly. I just have a couple more things to get, and they're Marshall Mile Christmas gifts. I have to get a Dunkin' Donuts gift card, an Xbox gift card, and a Visa gift card.
Wow.
Yep. So I have those three things to pick up today, and then having a little Christmas party at my religion class this afternoon for them. So I'm bringing in cupcakes and cookies and water and the whole bit. And they also
why don't you have them pray for snow for Christmas?
Pray for snow? Yeah. Well, these are seventh graders. I don't know. These are seventh graders. And also, I bought them all a present. I bought them all the same present. I mean, I didn't have to do that, but I just kind of thought it was nice, and I got them at a real good price. They're drawing pencil sets. They're 32 different colors, and it comes with an eraser and a sharpener and the whole bit. And I really got them at a good price. So I bought one for each of them and I wrapped them. And, my friend said to me the other night at the diner, Sunday night, they said, do you have to buy all of this out of your pocket? I said, I don't have to.
Well, I said,
I'm not going to ask the church for it, but it's my own idea, so I do it. So they said, so it's actually costing you to do this? I said, yeah. I said, but I really don't mind. It's Christmas time. What are you going to do?
What type of friends do you have?
Yeah, I know. It's like, you got to be kidding.
I mean, come on. They're seventh graders. You're teaching them religion. You want to be friendly with them. What are you going to do?
One of the guys said, they said, oh, I remember what we got for Christmas when we were in religion. I said, what did you get? We got this little plastic nativity. Huh. And I do remember that, Marshall. I remember that in school. When we were kids, little plastic nativity. Marshall wasn't even as big as a computer mouse. It was smaller than that. But they were pretty, and it had the little glitter on the top, and all the little plastic figures were glued in there. I could have done that, but I didn't think seventh grade kids would appreciate it.
They would have gone over it right in the garbage.
Yeah, thank you. So I got them something. They all like drawing. I see them drawing a lot, doodling. Yeah. And I said, This will just be fine, And as I said, I got it at a good price. It was a closeout. So I said, this is my opportunity to grab 15 of them and give it to them.
It's just a nice thing to do.
Yeah, that's all. And then they're off for 2 weeks, so am I. So, nice little vacation.
So I didn't realize you taught a religious class, too.
Yeah, it's a little rough because it's the end of my day, and I'm real tired, but needless to say, I do it. And, I'm just praying, and I mean this literally, I'm praying that Tuesdays are not going to be a problem weather-wise, because that is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, not so much for them, but for me, because I may not be able to get there. But I'm assuming if it's that bad of a wintry situation, they will probably cancel class.
Yeah, they will. Well, all right. So then I'm going to be walking the alleyways of New York today with winds. So instead of feeling like it's going to be 35, it's going to feel like zero.
Yeah, and every time you get hit with a blast of wind, you'll probably be mouthing my name.
I'll be mouthing something, but I don't know if it'll be Pat Pagano. It'll be two words, but it won't be Pat Pagano.
I know. Happy birthday. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. Merry Christmas is right. All right, Pat. I want you to have a good day, and I want you to go through the rest of the day humming this song, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, take care, Pat. Bye-bye. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning, and yes, he is calling for windy conditions.
Who's peeking out from under a stairway, calling a name that's lighter than air? Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's windy. Who's tripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees? Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's windy. And Windy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Windy has wings to fly above the Windy has stormy eyes that flash.